and welcome to a special edition of KSKA's Community Forum call-in program. I'm Beattie Trantina, the program director for KSKA. Well, what a week it's been, and it's only Wednesday. Change is everywhere. We have a new president, the economy is changing, even KSKA is changing. Just yesterday, we had regular program that was scheduled to include special coverage of the inauguration of President Barack Obama. Recently, you've heard reports from National Public Radio that they're downsizing their operations that will result in the loss of a program day to day that you hear weekdays on KSKA. AK from the Alaska Public Radio Network will be wrapping up at the end of this month. We have some ideas of what will fill those times, but we want to hear what you want to hear on KSKA. So for the next hour, I'll be here with my colleague, John Prophet, who is Vice President of Community Media Streams for KSKA, KKM, and the web. We'll be listening to you as you share your thoughts, ideas, suggestions, and criticisms of KSKA's programming, and hopefully shed a little light on how things work here at KSKA. This is a call-in program, so the phone numbers are 550-8433 in Anchorage. If you're listening outside Anchorage, the number is toll-free. It's 1-888-353-5752. Or you can send us an email at communityforum@kska.org. And if you are listening to the station and you have access to your computer, bring up our website at kska.org as you listen along. So good afternoon, John. How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Beattie.
This is a grand experiment that we are excited about, being on the air and talking to listeners.
Absolutely. Very excited and a little nervous, too.
Yeah.
opening yourself up to criticism or questions, not knowing what's going to come in, that can be a little nerve-wracking. In addition, I wanted to throw out for the folks out there that have Twitter accounts or would like to get one, I'm following this on Twitter. If you send a message to @KSKA. I'm going to be monitoring that during the show, and we'll try to include comments from Twitter folks, from email folks, from comments on the web posting, as well as the callers. It is a multi-platform live show this afternoon, so we do want to hear comments and questions from everybody out there.
On a monthly basis, we have what's called a Community Advisory Council, and it's part of our requirement based on FCC rules and regulations. And we meet once a month from September through May. We take the summer off, but it's made up of people just like you. And we have a group that come in, and they've been coming in for a number of years. Avid listeners, they're very articulate and very specific with what we should be doing relative to programming, what we shouldn't be doing relative to programming. And so we wanted to open up that conversation with a wider audience. And so, John, I know we've had this idea about getting on the air and talking about KSKA and making program changes and how we make it program changes, but it never really got off the ground until you got it off the ground. So I appreciate your effort
it's
get
a team
show
effort.
Up and running. Yeah.
Absolutely. In fact, I wanted to jump in and thank Kristen, who's running the boards, as she normally does with Community Forum, but we definitely appreciate having her here today. And Duncan Moon, our actually VP of Media Production, who's answering the phones. We wear many hats here as we keep our costs down and provide as much service as we can. So thanks to those guys for helping out. And also thanks to the CAC, who were willing to delay a meeting so that we could do this on the air.
It's a call-in program. 550-8433 is the phone number to call if you're listening in the Anchorage area. Outside Anchorage, it's toll-free, 1-888-353-5752. You can comment on our show post at kska.org. You can send emails to communityforum@kska.org. We've received quite a few emails so far prior to the show.
Yes, absolutely. There seems to be a concerted effort for support of one particular program to be added to the schedule. I'm beginning to think maybe they're a little bit organized, which is good for them. That's great that people are organized. We've gotten a lot of comments about running Bioneers, mm-hmm. Which is a program that actually we have run in the past,
yep.
And we could run again. That we've gotten probably about 20 emails so far, and that's great. We're appreciating getting the feedback. We have run in the past. Also, I don't know if everybody knows, but KNBA, my understanding is that KNBA, a sister station, not owned by the same company, but another public radio station here in Anchorage, does carry that show on a regular basis. So it's available. That's one of the things that we consider when we look at programming is whether it's already available. So that would be a consideration in looking at that particular show. Maybe we could talk a little bit, Beattie, about how we, you know, that we're doing this special show today where we're reaching out and specifically requesting feedback. Maybe we could talk a little bit about the ways people can already communicate with us at any time. Wanted to kind of briefly go through those. Of course, we take phone calls. People call our front desk and they have comments. They like this, they don't like that. We pay attention to that feedback. And our normal office number, is 550-8400. Mm-hmm. That's not the one we're answering calls on today, but that is just the general office number. And we do take comments that way. Also take voicemails and such. We do take email comments that come in either through our website or just through some other email addresses. We take web comments, and we read all of those and respond to them when we can. What else do we do? We have our volunteers that are in here occasionally, whether they're answering phones during pledge drives or they are working with us and actually producing programs. So we've got a lot of different ways to have input, but we definitely wanted to throw the doors open a little bit more today and get some of your calls and questions.
And we have someone on the line. Allison is calling from Anchorage Homer. She'd like to find a little bit more about why AK is going away.
Ah, okay.
Allison, go ahead. You're on the air.
Well, I think that's exactly right. I regrettably miss it often, and I have to actually go online to hear it because of the schedule. But it is, I think, the single program that really captures the whole mission statement and concept behind APRN and public radio, especially in Alaska. And I really can't think of any other program that deserves to remain more than that. I understand there are production costs, but I was just kind of wondering if you guys could touch on that. Isn't it award-winning?
It is. It's a four-time award-winning, three-time award-winning. It's a wonderful program, and it has been around for about 5 years. Mm-hmm. It was first produced, and the idea came from the Alaska Public Radio Network with KSKA as a participating station. And I don't know how much you know or don't know about the funding of AK, but it started out with a grant from Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And it has remained on the air primarily because of the funding from CPB, funding that we were not able to raise locally. So, yeah. John, do you want to talk a little bit more about that?
This is actually common in the public radio world and public television as well, where money is granted through various agencies, in this case CPB, and they, at least in the AK's example, they set out 100% funding maybe in the first year, and then maybe it's 90% funding, then 70, and then 60, and it just falls over a set number of years. And the theory being that if the program has enough support and you can raise enough money for it through underwriting or other methods, then you can fund it over time if it's successful. The program critically and programmatically has been a raging success, and it's been a great show, won a lot of awards, as we mentioned. But it was not able to raise enough money. And there are a lot of different reasons for that, but it simply wasn't able to raise its money, and the costs simply are too high for us to bear to continue production at that level. And it's a sad thing. We're very disappointed to see it go. There were a lot of efforts, and we got repeated actually grants from CPB over the years. It would have actually gone away probably 2 or 3 years ago, but we were able to revive it a couple of times. But we've simply, that well has run dry for us, so we just had to let the program go. Now, I should say that when the program started, it was started by APRN, which was a separate company at the time in fall of 2003. In summer of 2004, APRN actually merged with the same company with KSK and KKM. So it's in-house now, but the decisions started before that.
And Allison, just to give you an idea, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, Steve Lindbeck, our general manager, gave these figures out at a community advisory council meeting, that it cost about $200,000 a year to produce AK. And our fee to National Public Radio for a year's worth of programming is about $185,000.
Wow.
So, you know, it's, it was a tough one to lose.
Yeah.
Well, thanks so much for the explanation. It does help me understand it. It still feels like it's just eviscerating.
Yes,
I know.
Public radio, but So I guess just thanks to the people who put it together. It really was a good way to keep us, I think, the state aware of so many more aspects of Alaska, especially, you know, that you just don't hear of really anymore. So
good points.
Thanks for your time on that.
You know, you can also go to akradio.org.
Mm-hmm.
All the archived programs of AK are still available, and you can listen to them, podcast, and access them that way, too.
Yep.
We've got another call. Russ on from Anchorage is going to ask, what are some of the options? So, Russ, thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Yeah, that's basically why I was trying to call, was to see what the options were for day-to-day, since day-to-day is going to be going away. You know, I don't know what might be available that we could look at, because we definitely love our morning radio, you know. But what kind of things were you guys thinking about putting on and to replace it?
Well, let's back up a second here. We should explain, first of all, that day-to-day is, I don't think we have quite covered that. We've covered it in the announcements about this program, but mm-hmm. I don't think we've explained it. So anybody who's tuning in now, we should just mention that day-to-day is a national public radio program. We air it on KSK every Monday through Friday at mm-hmm. 8 a.m. It's
right.
A one-hour program. And it is being canceled by NPR at the national level. They're simply canceling it for cost savings reasons. Maybe some other reasons, too, but mostly cost rate savings. And so we're going to have a hole in the schedule at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday, and we need to fill that. So go ahead, BD.
So, yeah. So what was the corporation thinking about putting? What do you guys think about putting in this, replacing it? Bioneers is almost a little too scientific or whatever, maybe for that early in the morning. I don't know. I think it's more a little more discussion-oriented to do better. I mean, Fresh Air, I'm a huge Fresh Air fan. If they can get that earlier, that's fine, but...
Well, Russ, I'll tell you what. Let me give you some of the things that we're considering. First of all, day-to-day is a Monday through Friday program, 1 hour. It's fed live from National Public Radio. It follows Morning Edition, and it comes up before Fresh Air. And one of the things that we'd really like to be able to do is to keep that 8 to 9 o'clock Monday through Friday slot open for news and information, especially news and information that is being updated and followed by Morning Edition is going to be updated and should be followed from 8 to 9 as well. So we'd like to keep the program in the news vein. There are some programs that we have taken a listen to and are still taking a listen to that I think that if you were to go to kska.org and look at some of the links that we have available to you to take a look, Here and Now is one of them. As It Happens is another program, and John, you might be able to...
Right, and there's several. So if you do go to the ksk.org and look at the posting, you can see BD and me right there at the top of the page. And if you click on the headline of that community forum, it'll take you to the full posting where we have a full listing of several options, which actually I'll just quickly look at that as well. Let's see. So On Point was one of them. You're not going to know a lot of these shows, so what you'll need to do is click on the links that are there and actually follow through and see what the shows look like. You can also listen to most of them, and that's what we're going to sort of asking listeners to do is take a listen to these. Give it some thought. Does this work in an 8 a.m. time slot when people are still driving to work? A lot of people are already at work by then, but some people are still driving. So that's sort of what we're looking at. So On Point was one. Here and Now was another. News Hour. We could actually take the News Hour from PBS and rerun it at that hour. I think that might not quite be a great fit, but it's a possibility.
There's another opportunity for some of the program streams that are coming from the BBC.
Yep.
That we could record and then air at 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock. I don't know how long you...
Is there a PRI? What does PRI have on that time?
That would be something coming from the BBC.
Okay.
And so I don't know how long you've been listening to KSKA, but if you've been listening for a while, you might have remembered us extending Morning Edition until 9 o'clock. And we did that by recording an hour earlier in the morning and then running it from 8 until 9. And the reason why we stopped doing that is because NPR was updating stories that ended up being on the air that were dated. So we want to make sure that the news that we have on the air ideally is live off the satellite, live coming from Washington, D.C. or the BBC. And so if there are changes in the news, you will hear them as the changes are made, as opposed to something that has been pre-recorded.
Yeah, exactly. I'm BBC would be fine too. I mean, I'm a radio junkie, so I'm all for it.
Well, we have heard from folks saying, please keep the news presence there because I'm still in the car. I'm still waking up, getting the kids to school or going to work, and I still need to find out what's going on. So rather than airing, you know, a music program or something that is more public affairs, we'd like to keep that movement going.
What about doing having a local personality or something come in and doing maybe an Alaskan show maybe or something like that that they can follow up with what's coming on AP and everything else too if there's something else breaks, but do like maybe an Alaskan show?
I would say that's technically a possibility. Sure, we would have the capacity to do that technically, but in terms of staffing, we're just not up to that level. Really, Beattie, as most people know, they hear her voice during the morning edition drive period, and she's here. But to be able to produce and pull from news sources and actually have a hosted show is rather difficult. It takes more staff than we have.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm up for BBC or whatever. I'll look into the. I'm actually at the website, so I'll go through all these and I'll get off the air and send an email with my two cents on which one of these shows I think is the best.
Perfect.
Right.
We'd love to hear from you. That's great. You know, something that, John, you bring up a good point about the amount of staff it takes to produce a program. When you listen to the end of Fresh Air, the list of people that has available that are editors and producers and researchers, and it's amazing. Now, she makes it sound, and she's been doing it for, what, 30 years or so?
Sure.
Terry Gross is one of the best. And she makes it sound so easy, but there is a lot of work that goes into producing a one-hour program. And that would be great to aspire to. We'd love to be able to put that on the top of our list and begin to build resources to do that at
some
point.
That would be great,
This is a special edition of Community Forum Call-In Program. To reach us, call 550-8433. If you're listening in real time at 2 o'clock, if you're listening at 7 o'clock, the program is pre-recorded, and we won't be here to take your telephone calls. The program was recorded earlier for today. But you can participate in a live chat with John Proffitt. And John, can you tell listeners just a little bit? We've got about a minute and a half. Can you sum it up on how they can participate tonight?
Yeah, I think I can do that. So obviously, this show is live, 7 p.m. If you're listening at 7 p.m., it's not live. We recorded it early in the day. However, I will be live. I will handle Twitter comments and emails and web comments live during the 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. rebroadcast. So while we won't have somebody in the studio sitting in front of a microphone, I'll be sitting in front of a computer and I will interact with anybody that has questions or comments during the 7 p.m. rebroadcast.
So they reach you by the internet?
Yeah, so you could go to the KSKA site and comment on the posting that we have there. You could send email to communityforum@kska.org, or you can, if you've got a Twitter account, you can basically send an @ message to @KSKA, and I'll be watching all of those.
550-8433, if you'd like to call in and share your ideas and suggestions for KSKA programs that we should be considering when we make some program changes coming up in a few weeks. If you'd like to send us a comment, the email address is communityforum@kska.org. And as John said, also twitter.com/KSKA or @KSKA.
Right. If you have a Twitter account, you know what that means.
I don't know what that means, but, you know, that's okay. So we are on the air. We're taking calls. We're going to take a break here in just about 30 seconds and allow you to get to the phone. Give us a call at 550-8433. You are listening to a special edition of Community Forum on KSKA Anchorage.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. You got trouble, and I got them too. There isn't anything I wouldn't do.
And we are back on a special edition of Community Forum call-in program, listening to you about some ideas that you have for KSKA. We're going to go to the phones. Joe from Anchorage wants to discuss some more options. Joe, thanks for calling.
Well, thanks for having me. And this is a great little forum that you got going on here because, you know, up to the Obama elections and stuff, you just got so tiring hearing all that stuff with not more of the economic crisis that's going on. But my suggestion is more or less, what about getting a podcast, whatever, that are streaming online that people are willing to, you know, to have their own little shows that are going on, and allow that to, you know, be played?
Yeah, I actually, that's on my short list of possibilities. We have to look at any given podcast and consider several factors, one of which is, does it really fit into sort of the news and information type of service we want to provide? But if it does, and I think there are quite a few out there that do, then we have to make sure that we can legally broadcast those things, because they may not they may not give us the rights. But if we can get rights, I think we could definitely do that. We're also going to have to preview, make sure that it doesn't break any, you know, we're under a lot of rules as broadcasters, the FCC, sure, you know, indecency and all those kinds of things that are very serious, and we could be put out of business with one violation. So we have to be very careful. But there are a lot of options. I know Conversations Network is a nonprofit organization that puts out a lot of podcasted material, and it's all Creative Commons licensed, so we could actually use that. I've actually been in touch with their producer. I've got several podcasts that I listen to that I enjoy. So I think that's definitely one of the possibilities. I don't think it would fit into the morning 8 a.m. slot, but at other times during the week, I think that's a distinct possibility. And one
Right. You know, you could cut something on your weekends or whatever and do podcasts on the weekends.
Sure, sure.
And that would, you know, save you some coin there. But yeah, just a little more diversification and stuff, and a lot of repeats on Fresh Air have been happening in the past couple months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, wow.
Okay. Joe, thanks a lot for calling in.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much. We're going to go to Kim. She has an idea about CBC. Kim, thanks for calling in to Community Forum.
I mean, is that Jim? Is that me?
Oh, it might be Jim. Okay, Jim, go ahead.
Sure. Well, I'm, you know, a big fan, of course, but listened to a lot of CBC in the past, and I thought I used to listen to it locally. I have a high regard for it and thought it might be a good source of programming. And to extend that a little further, I wonder if there is a public New Zealand station or Australian or some English-speaking public radio somewhere that might be affordable or a freeware kind of a approach that might be, you know, bargain basement programming that might be something of interest.
You know, I don't know, but I will certainly check it out and find out. One of the programs that we do have as a possibility is called As It Happens. It's distributed by the American Public Media. It does come with a fee, so we would have to figure out how we would work it into the budget. But that comes from CBC, and it's got a long history of high-quality, well-produced, As It Happens. If you go to kska.org, I believe there's a link there that you can take a listen to it. And so, yeah, that would be great. And in the meantime, I don't know if there are other things in relative to programming Radio New Zealand or Radio Australia or something like that, but it sure is worth giving it a try.
Yeah, just a thought. Well, thanks for keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you very much.
Before we go to another call, I am watching emails. They are coming in. I wanted to mention, do you know a show by the name of From the Top? This sounds familiar to me.
I do. I don't know who... Oh yeah, it's a classical music program, I think NPR.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
I think so.
That's why it sounded familiar.
Uh-huh.
We just got a comment from Ronelle Anson over at Anchorage Concert Association and mm-hmm. wanted to suggest that one. So we got some other emails here. I heard from David Shurtleff, and I know Duncan's in there answering phones, and
okay.
He used to work here. He just says we're sounding great. So thanks, David.
Oh, thanks, David.
We miss
you.
That's
wonderful. We're going to go to SJ from Anchorage. They have an idea.
Hi, yeah, thanks for having the show. There's a news program that I listen to every day I get off the internet. It's called Democracy Now! With Amy Goodman. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. I guess Amy apparently was a pretty well known and very respected journalist.
You know what? I am aware of the program, and I know that it's available in the Anchorage area on an AM station that has it complements very well the format that the AM station has. So I am aware of Democracy Now.
Yeah, I kind of I think it's on at like 6 a.m. in the local. In the local market.
Two in the afternoon.
Okay. 2 p.m.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for your call. We're going to go to Diane, who has a comment. Diane, thanks for calling.
I checked in late, so I don't know if you've been discussing this, but personally, we really like the BBC News, which comes, I think, almost every evening except Saturday, about 10-ish. And, of course, it's morning their time, and I don't know how many times a day they have a new program, but I really like their views, worldwide views on the news, which I think we need. And I don't know how much it costs, and perhaps you could go over how much these cost and which are the most economical. But certainly having a worldwide news is valuable for us.
I agree. Thank you so much for that comment. You know, the BBC, we get through our subscription to Public Radio International. So there is a fee that comes with the BBC, and I do have program costs here. And they've got lots of programs. They have it's quite a time change, quite a time difference between when they send it and when KSKA receives it. So we are, again, wanting to air news program live as it happens, as opposed to recording it and then turning it around later, because that's the easiest way to end up airing old news.
Well, I don't care. I would, you know, I would be willing to hear it several hours later. And
okay.
Also, does Radio Reader still exist in some form?
Radio Reader, yes. Our Alaska Radio Reader.
No.
Oh, like the Dick Estelle program?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? It may. I don't know if it does or not. I know that we used to carry a Radio Reader with Dick Estelle quite a while ago, and we made a program change back in pretty much of a format change back in 1989 as a result of direction from the Board of Directors indicating that our identity was that of primary news and information using NPR News as our core programming, but not at the exclusion of other programs like Car Talk and Prairie Home Companion, things that have similar appeal. So I know that that was about the time we removed the Radio Reader in order for us to put on programs like The Marketplace, stripping that across the evening. So
please reconsider that.
Okay.
And I wouldn't mind some straight music programs as long as it was for mature audiences and not 16 years old.
Right.
Okay. Well, these are great ideas. Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Dave, we have you on the air, and you have a question about the news hour.
Not so much a question as kind of a plug for it. I'm actually cheating. I'm from Homer, but I'm often in Anchorage. And so a lot of the shows you mentioned, we actually get in Homer.
Uh-huh.
But living in the Bay Area and past, the news hour was on KQED.
Yep.
And I think that's a great program. I know you mentioned it might not really fit the earlier morning schedule, but for the members of KSKA, it's something to listen to and consider, because I think it's one of the most intelligent programs out there in any media. It would be an asset.
Right. And we could consider that at other hours of the day, too. It doesn't
right.
have to be.
Right.
It would actually be kind of odd because news hour is done in the late afternoon Eastern time, you know, Monday through Friday. And to run it the next morning, I mean, what would you run Fridays on Monday morning? So that wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So, at another time, it could work very well. So that's definitely a possibility.
And you know what?
Yeah.
That I am in contact with Anna Shoup, who is with PBS. And the delivery of the news hour. And I have emailed her and said, we're a joint licensee. KKM airs the program at 6 o'clock in the evening. What would it take if we were to entertain the thought of adding it to our schedule? So I think technically it should be pretty easy. I don't know if there's a cost associated, but just in the last day or two, I've been in contact with producers to check that out.
Yeah, that'd be great. And if you're shaking up your schedule, like you said, it might be a good late afternoon addition.
I think that that's certainly a great thing to consider, so we're going to follow up on that.
All right, good luck.
Okay, we've got another call, Suzanne.
So many calls, yeah.
I know, this is great. Suzanne, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to say I'd really like to see that hour be kept as a news program as opposed to music.
Okay.
And I used to live in Denver, and they would replay both Morning Edition and All Things Considered twice every day on their exclusive NPR news, and I guess I'm not seeing what the disadvantage of that is.
Well, Beattie's gone over this a little bit. I wanted to chime in. Morning Edition for us actually starts at 1 a.m.
Actually, it starts at 3 a.m.
Oh, 3 a.m. now?
Right.
All right, that's right, 3 a.m. So just keep in mind that we're way off on the western edge of the country, and so they start off very early on the east coast. And so that's how we get into this problem where the news, and this has happened, I've actually heard this, when we did run it from 8 to 9, which was a rebroadcast, of course, of earlier hours, we would run news that was then old, and
right.
we would give inaccurate information, which we really, really hate to do. So running that is a possibility technically, but programmatically, it just hasn't worked for us very well.
Well, then the news hour with Jim Lehrer would be an awesome addition
okay.
to your schedule.
Oh, that's great to hear. That's great to hear.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your input. John, do you have emails that are piling
up
there? I do.
They are great. Piling up. This is great that we're getting this response. We've gotten some long emails, which are kind of hard to encapsulate just real quickly on the air. But I did want to thank Dale Sellen for sending in his recommendations for a couple of different classical music programs, St. Paul Sunday, St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, and then... Let's see. All Things Considered. Oh, All Songs Considered. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like a whole series of music shows, which is fine. We actually have access to those NPR-based, NPR-distributed music shows. Where we would run them, you know, we could debate that. He mentions also National Press Club. I can't remember. Did they take away – what happened with National Press Club? They took away the rights or they started charging for it?
That's a good question. I have not seen it available, distributed to NPR stations anymore. We used to air that a long time ago.
Yeah.
It was not a regular series. It would just be available on a Monday, a Thursday, and a Friday, and then the next week they'd be off. So we would catch it as catch can. But for the last couple of years, we've talked about this in our community advisory council meetings, too, about bringing that back. And so far, I haven't seen it made available to NPR stations. We are dependent on a content delivery through National Public Radio to get programs from back east. So good suggestion. If it changes, that's something else we'll consider.
Right.
And hi, Dale. Dale used to be a volunteer at KSK.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, a lot of old friends, I guess, getting
Absolutely.
In touch with us today, which is great. Let's see what else we've got here. A lot of people are commenting. I just want to give everybody props that it's sending in the comments via Twitter and elsewhere that they do want to have Morning Edition run to 8 to 9. We've kind of addressed that. But we do hear you, and I sometimes feel that way too. And I think in a slow news day, that was probably a good option. When it gets to be a fast news day, that's when we get caught.
Right.
And we can't really, you know, jump back and forth there. Actually, do you have other callers, or did we need to
I have
to
no
go
other callers,
oh,
but
okay.
I was just going to throw this out that when we first made the change from dropping that recorded hour of Morning Edition before we started Day to Day, I don't know if any of you, I'm sure that people remembered Europe Today. It was a program
right.
that came from the BBC. It was fed live at that particular time. Very mixed reaction from the audience. Some really liked it, and some said there was one comment from someone who said, a little bit too much about Europe. If I want to know the zoning laws of Denmark, I can listen to Europe Today, but it really doesn't do it for me. Others said, great program, wrong time. Do it later on in the day. So, you know, we are listening and trying to get it right. So 550-8433 is the local number to call. Outside Anchorage, the number is toll-free, 1-888-353-5752. You can send us email to communityforum@kska.org. And if you are listening to this program, this evening at 7 o'clock. It is pre-recorded. It's being pre-recorded now at 2 o'clock. We're not here to take your telephone calls, but you can participate in the live chat with John Prophet. John, give us a little oversight again of how people can Twitter in.
Right, amongst other things. So during the 7 p.m. broadcast, you can send us comments via email at communityforum@kska.org. You can also send us comments on our web posting that is the top one right now at kska.org. Just visit our website and it's the top posting there. And then finally, if you're on Twitter, you can simply send an @KSKA message, and I'll be watching all of those three channels live during the 7 p.m. broadcast, and we'll try to get back to everybody. We're getting a bit of a flood here today. I probably won't be able to address every question that's coming in during this broadcast, but we're definitely going to respond to everybody.
Okay, and also just to let you know, too, that if you'd like some kind of a follow-up that requires something more than you're getting on air, you can call the main number at 550-8400, leave your email, a quick message, and I will get right back to you. So we've got Christina that is going to tell us more. Christina, thanks for calling in.
Hey, I was just going to suggest maybe Larry King Live. I know that it airs later at night, but maybe you could run like a rebroadcast the next day or something.
Larry King Live. You know, I'm not sure about the broadcast rights, if we would have the rights to air something like that.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll check it out and just see. So, Larry King Live. Okay, thanks, Christina.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Tom. Oh, I'm sorry. I haven't done this before, so I'm new.
No problem.
Tom, thank you for calling. You're on Community Forum.
Good afternoon. I'm most concerned with nighttime overnight programming because that's when I listen to NPR mostly. I enjoyed the BBC World Service broadcast because it's a little more international focused, even though it's the American broadcast. I used to listen to shortwave all the time, and I've wondered, isn't there some way of getting maybe Deutsche Welle or another international broadcaster that would provide a more global perspective? Somebody had mentioned about the Europe Today. I'd find that fascinating, only because I don't need to hear the morning edition two or three times, which is how it tape delays. It comes on, I think, at 3 or 4 o'clock and then rebroadcasts again at 8. And it's like listening to reruns in my sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a possibility of something like that?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that, but I'm going to check it out.
She's actually looking at a schedule in front of her right now, trying to figure this out.
Of the BBC. And what we've been able to use in the past with wonderful regularity and affordability is the ongoing series that comes to us through PRI of the BBC World Service. I have looked in the past to try to find other streams like Deutsche Welle or some of the other, even CBC, to get a broadcast streams that are similar that are available to us like the BBC, and haven't found anything. But I can double check. I can try again and see and get that world. You know, do you remember a long time ago we had something from National Public Radio that was called World News? And it was, they would go an hour in from Africa, they'd go an hour from France, and they would just, it would be a global kind of a news service, and it was fabulous, but
absolutely,
it's not there anymore, so.
You know, it's funny, the one problem of living in Alaska is that you can't get shortwave broadcasts, really. Yeah. I can get Radio Australia and Radio New Zealand over my shortwave now and again, but I find it's more fun to listen to it over the radio. I'm sure I could get it over the internet, but it's really more fun to listen to it on the radio, and yeah. I can have the radio next to my head and not my computer.
There you go.
So that's the reason I was curious, and that really is the most enjoyable time for me to listen to it because the soothing tones of NPR put me to sleep.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling. We appreciate your suggestions, Tom.
Thank you.
So there you go. 550-8433. 550-8433. We're going to take a break. We have other program, or not another other programs. We've got other callers that are lined up. So I'll take us a minute and we'll come right back to you. You're listening to a special edition of Community Forum right here on KSKA Anchorage.
In less than a month, television stations all across the country will turn off their analog broadcasts and replace them with digital programming. Are you ready for digital conversion? Join KSK next week when we'll take your calls and answer your questions about the DTV conversion. On Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. on Talk of Alaska, and then on a special edition of Community Forum next Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m., we'll be talking about digital conversion and you on KSKA Anchorage.
Listening to a special edition of Community Forum right here on KSKA Anchorage. We are talking about programming on KSKA. There's a few programs that are going away soon, and we've got some idea as to how to fill that time, but we want to hear from you. We're going to the phones. Mark has a show suggestion. Thanks, Mark.
How are you doing today?
Good.
There is a program that I think is still produced, and it's your PBS affiliate in Houston, Texas. Dr. John Leanhart with University of Houston does the program, and it's called Engines of Our Ingenuity.
Oh,
and what
okay.
this program does is it presents things about technology and science, but it gives you the historical perspective. So it's not trying to explain the theory of it. It's trying to get you to understand how this fit into history and how it developed and how it was used. And it's a very interesting program. You can actually see, listen to the recordings of the press program on the website. Just Google Engines of Our Ingenuity, and it'll give you a taste of what the program's like. But it's a very interesting program, and since there's a lot of people from down in Houston, up here in Anchorage, in the oil and gas business, a lot of them are familiar with that program. It was one of the most, when I was down there, it was one of the most popular programs that they ran. And again, technologically oriented people can understand where this stuff came from. You know, you learn about it, but you don't learn how it fits in historically, how it was developed, and what was going on at the time, and the nuances that helped influence how these people figured this stuff out. So it's a very interesting program. It's a very interesting perspective.
Oh, thank you so much for that advice. Do you happen to know, is it a once-a-week program, or is it a daily strip program?
It's a program that they ran twice a day, and you know, there's probably at least 300 or 400 past shows that are on the web
sure.
that they have that you can literally listen and play them. But my understanding is it's still an ongoing program. They're still producing it.
Thank you so much. I've written it down, and I'm going to check it out. Thanks so much for your advice.
Thank you very much. I'm sure a lot of people would find it interesting, both the technologically oriented and those that aren't, but they would like to understand where all this stuff comes from.
Great. Thank you so much,
Thank
Mark.
You, ma'am.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Now we're going to take another call. LeMay, you have a show suggestion for KSKA.
I'd like to thank you first for putting this show on. I love NPR. I'd like to make a couple quick comments. My vote would not be to fill this with a music hour. I've got, you know, what have we got, 75 other stations to listen to, whatever kind of music. I actually tune into NPR all the time because I want a different perspective. And I also would like to vote for more news, especially international, because we don't get much of that here in Anchorage. And one final comment. I miss Radio Reader, and I'm wondering how expensive that would be to be able to take volunteers that would read books.
Oh, those are good ideas.
That's actually an interesting idea. I've wanted to. There's one book in particular I would love to do with all the stations in the state, but one of the complications there is you've got to work on getting the rights from the publisher and the author and such. And that's probably where the real cost is, the staff time to pull that together. But it's a possibility. That would be an option. It might also be a little difficult to find people that are really good at reading things on the air, as that's not just, you know, simple reading. But I think that's an excellent point. I wanted to point out, in addition to this caller, we're getting a lot of comments online about wanting to have more international news. This is a theme that's coming out. And then, interestingly, on the issue of music and whether there should be more music or less music, we're kind of getting a 50-50 split. And this actually goes to my own question that I haven't asked yet, but about the station is, do we have enough music? Do we have too much music? What's the right balance? Should there be any music? You know, obviously our core thrust with the station is news and information. But yet we have a lot of music, and in fact, a lot of it is locally organized by local volunteers that have been doing it for many, many years, decades mm-hmm. in some cases.
Mm-hmm. And I like the music shows you have. I actually make something I do before I take trips many times is I'll download what National Public Radio station to listen to at whatever city I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
And it's fascinating because many times I find myself turning off National Public Radio because I, you know, like I said, I can listen to music on many other stations.
Right, right.
I tune in for lots of other reasons.
Sure.
Those are great suggestions. Just to give you a little bit more information, too, that KSKA has about 17, 20, 22 volunteers every week that come in and produce programs. And as John said, some of them have been around longer than I have, and I've been here way too long. But they do a great job. And we used to have on staff a full-time volunteer coordinator, which we don't have anymore. So we are all trying to work together to give them the structure and the management and the advice and the program direction that they need to do the job that we know that they want to be able to do. So it's labor intensive. It's, as John said, it's not impossible to follow up on, but if we could to cultivate volunteers, to have them make commitments, to be in for the long term is something that we would like to be able to continue to do.
That's
the good work.
Thanks.
Great. Thank you. I wanted to throw out something that we've gotten by email, and it kind of goes in some ways thematically with the same issue. And this person, this is Larry, who wrote in and said, hey, what about running the President of the United States' a regular, you know, weekly address? And I think that's a possibility. Certainly we could get the rights to do that. I imagine they'd be happy to have us carry it. But it raises this interesting question that the new media environment that we're living in poses, which is, what do you put in to a radio station with 168 hours per week, and
right.
that's all there is. There's
right.
not 169, there's 168. What do you put in and what do you not put in, given that all of this media is so easily available via many, many methods? You know, we mentioned earlier about Bioneers as one example. Well, that's already broadcast on KNBA. So should mm-hmm. we carry it or shouldn't we? Well, maybe we should or shouldn't. It's also available online, as are many of these programs. Fresh Air, for example, is available online. And in fact, that's oftentimes how I hear it, because during the day I'm working and I find it too engrossing to just sit there and listen without, you know, getting distracted from my work. But in a world where everything is available on demand all the time, admittedly, it's not radio, so, you know, it's a little harder to get to. What do you actually continue to broadcast? And this is, I'm not looking for an answer, but it's a question that runs through our minds nowadays that didn't run through our minds, you know, 10 years ago.
Right, exactly. And people are passionate about what they're interested in.
Sure.
And to have 1 hour of international news is not going to be enough. And I can appreciate that. And if there was a perfect schedule that we could create that's going to be meeting the needs of all listeners, we'd have it on the air. But there are those that would like to have more of something and less of something else. And as John said, it's 168 hours. That's the canvas we have to paint this program picture. So anyway. Let's go to the phones again.
Sure,
we've
sure.
got another call from Steve, who has a show suggestion from Eagle River. Steve, thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm repeating myself a little bit. I called in on this one. Steve Heimel did a call-in program on Talk of Alaska a few weeks ago about the stories that hadn't been covered. My, I guess, request for a program to be added is the National Produced This Way Out program. It's a gay news issue. Would I repeat myself here? From 2 weeks ago, and I have written down that National Public Radio is excellent in its coverage of gay issues. When KSKA started for the first 10 years, there was an in-house produced one that was ended and nothing else has been added. Last time I heard a discretionary program produced within KSKA that covered anything LGBT related was in 2001. Gil Sanchez had Jane Schlittler of PFLAG on when Wirch banned the Celebrating Diversity display. So it seems like that there's the one minority, the state's third largest one, that it seems like it's forbidden to mention at KSKA.
Well, you know, thank you very much for your call. I did hear your call on Talk of Alaska a while back, and I know that AK has done programs on gays, lesbians, transsexuals. Also, Len Anderson, our Metro News reporter, he and I spoke after the program, and he has stories of similar interest, a gay pride parade, things of that sort. So we are trying to cover as much as we possibly can. There's nothing that is forbidden as far as that goes. It's news, it's community involvement, it's community interest, and we try to allocate our resources as best we can. But I'll certainly take into consideration your recommendation of the program This Way Out.
Okay. I spoke to you that on that in 1999, if you recall.
I don't recall. That was a while ago, but I really appreciate you taking the time to call in today. This is great. Thanks, Steve. We've got another call on line 10. Keith, you have a show suggestion?
I have. I apologize for my voice. I yelled myself hoarse at the James Cotton concert.
You're forgiven.
I still haven't. When I was working down in Valdez, I heard a couple programs on their public radio there. Democracy Now with, I think, Amy Goodman.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another show, News from Outside the Bubble or something, with Harry, I can't remember the guy's last name, but it was a funny show about news. It was also probably a little outside the politically correct box, but I enjoyed his show also.
Was it by Harry Shearer?
Thank you. That's the one.
Yeah. Okay, that's been around for a long time.
I'd love to hear those two shows here in Anchorage.
I can tell you, Keith, that Democracy Now! Is available on an AM station in the Anchorage area, and it airs at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it is available, and I think it's also available online as well.
It is available both video and audio, actually. Mm-hmm. They produced two versions of it. And we actually got a comment from Steve Hamlin who mentioned that Democracy Now! Is on both KUDO AM and KWMD FM, which is 104.5. So it's actually on two stations here
good.
In town.
Well, that's an update from the list that I got from the
Democracy
Now. Thank you, Steve. Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Yeah. So good ideas, Keith. Thank you so much.
And as far as I'm concerned, anything you're broadcasting in a foreign language, I can do. I can't understand a word that's being said, so I can do without it.
Okay. Well, again, I'm sorry.
I know. It's a community effort. It's community radio, and there are plenty of people in the community that speak things besides English. So I guess if the money and the funding is there to pay for the program, then I guess I should keep my mouth shut. But as far as I'm concerned, the programming on Sunday and Monday nights, I wind up tuning in some right-wing radio show host and listen to that for about 15 minutes before I'm ready to shoot my radio and turn it off.
Oh, my goodness sake. Well, Keith, we appreciate you taking the time and calling and sharing your ideas with KSKA. This is great.
Thank you.
Okay, great. We have, boy, this hour is just flying by. We've got about six more minutes. We're going to go to Jenny. A question about Bob Edwards.
Yeah, the Bob Edwards Morning Edition show that's on PRI. You can get it online, but it would be nice to have it on the radio. I think probably a lot of people miss Bob Edwards. And Living on Earth is another show on PRI that's good.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to mention that Wait, Don't Tell Me is one of the best shows on the radio.
That was a good addition, wasn't it?
It was great. I clear my Saturday noon schedule so I can hear that.
I have heard that from a number of people, that they just either jump in their car so nobody can bother them or find a little secluded place so they can spend it with Wait, Don't Tell Me. Jenny, let me tell you that the Bob Edwards Weekend Show is available on KNBA. And you can tune in from 9 until 11, it looks like. So, you know, that's one of the nice things that we have a great relationship with KMBA. They're a public radio station. They're primarily music and geared toward Alaska Native and American Native issues. And we know that KSKA listeners, when they've had enough news, they go over to and listen to KMBA to listen to music and vice versa. So we really try to work together to keep the duplication of programs down so we're not airing the same programs on both stations. We do cross-promotion. If you heard yesterday, we stayed with National Public Radio during the inaugural coverage, but KNBA aired the Talk of Alaska, which we didn't air, but we wanted to let listeners know that if they wanted to listen to Talk of Alaska, they could tune to 90.3, which is KMBA. And so we're going to give them a plug with Bob Edwards Weekend on Saturdays at 9 on KMBA.
And if this weren't public radio, you'd be fired for promoting another station.
I know. I'd be in so much trouble.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for calling. We've got about 5 more minutes before we have to wrap up. And let's go ahead and what do you want to do, John?
I just wanted to mention, obviously, we're in an hour. We're not going to cover all of this stuff. And we want to continue a conversation online, potentially via voicemail and other things as well. We do need to fill the day-to-day slot. We'd like to fill it by about mid-February so that we've got about a month of transition in there. We may also test air. We've gotten this comment from a few people. Hey, how about you? Why don't you test air some of the other options in that slot once we've kind of narrowed it down? That's a possibility. We may do that. We got to make sure we've got the rights to do that. But that's a possibility. So we want to continue to hear from folks about these programming changes and any programming changes. We're always open to taking comments.
Right. Righto.
Yeah.
Kevin, you have a comment about re-airing Alaska News Nightly later. Great idea.
I can get a lot of the international stuff online. It might. I don't know if it'd be a problem with doing news a whole day later, but even, you know, going out of Morning Edition into the previous Alaska News Nightly, I think it'd be a lot easier. I can't get a hold of Alaska News Nightly because of my work schedule where it currently sits.
Okay.
Yeah, we air that at 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. You know, one of the concerns that we have, and we're trying to keep this in check, is to keep the incidence of repetition of stories down as best we can. Len Anderson is a great reporter. He's our Metro News reporter, and oftentimes he will be producing stories for us in the morning and also inserts for All Things Considered, and they also air on Alaska News Nightly. So, but I think that it's a great idea. Even if it's just later on in the morning, later on in the evening to run another broadcast of Alaska News Nightly. I hadn't thought about that.
7:30 or 8 o'clock or something like that, you know, I'd be able to hear it when I got home.
That sounds good. The one thing I would throw out there is that if you're getting international news online, you could also get Alaska News Nightly online, since we publish that each night, both individual stories and the whole show is actually posted. So if you can get other things online, you could get this. Now, the only problem, of course, is that we don't produce full text of the shows, but we do produce put all the audio out there as well.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks so much for your call. John, it looks like we have like 1 minute before we are supposed to wrap up. So I'm just going to read a couple of emails that I got that Kevin emailed in and said that he would like to have us consider Bioneers replace the day-to-day. We did talk about that, with Bioneers being a single half-hour program and day-to-day a wider area of programming during the week that we would need to fill. But thanks so much for sending me your email. Sue Ellen said she'd love to hear more international news, such as BBC on the weekend. Thanks for the wonderful programming that she enjoys every day. There's a person, Neil, that would like to have us consider bringing back the folk sampler. And also someone who says that KSKA APRN must provide programming that gives voice and direction to Native affairs produced by Native advisors.
All right. Great.
All right. So.
Lots of feedback. That's what we wanted.
That's what we wanted. That's exactly what we're here for. We appreciate everyone calling in. And I almost said pledging your support,
no,
but I didn't say that, because this is not a call-in program. This is not a pledge program. That does it for Special Edition of Community Forum on KSKA. Thanks, John, for being here.
Oh, my pleasure.
John Prophet is the VP of Community Streams, managing KSKA, KAKM, and web services. Special thanks to Kristen Spack, our engineer, Duncan Moon on phones, and thanks to you for sharing your time and your ideas today. Community Forum is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of KSKA. Join KSKA next week. We'll be taking your calls and answering your questions about DTV conversion. Tuesday morning at 10 on Talk of Alaska, and another special edition of Community Forum next Wednesday afternoon at 2. We'll be talking about digital television and you on KSKA Anchorage. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.